I'm Jaron Cohen with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for December 19th, 2025. Despite Blue Oval SK dissolving its partnership and closing the EV battery plant in Hardin County, Kentucky taxpayers are still on the hook for the largest economic development project in state history. As Lisa Autry reports, a lucrative incentive package is being renegotiated as Ford reimagines the future of the manufacturing site.
Blue Oval SK announced this week the EV battery plant in Glendale will close and lay off its 1,600 workers. Ford and South Korea's SK On received a $250 million loan up front from Kentucky taxpayers to build the EV battery park. The agreement also calls on the companies to hit employment targets by 2026. Governor Andy Beshear says job creation is part of the renegotiation as Ford transitions the plant into an energy storage business.
Right now, they're projecting 2,100 jobs in Kentucky One. Blue Oval had projected 2,500 jobs in Kentucky One. And then we've got to talk about Kentucky Two as well.
Blue Oval SK also invested $2 billion more than the $5.8 billion that was originally incentivized. Beshear says there are guardrails in the original agreement that allows the state to recoup some taxpayer money. I'm Lisa Autry in Bowling Green.
Governor Andy Beshear announced his plan to account for a $156 million budget shortfall yesterday. While smaller than initially anticipated, the deficit still requires the executive branch to make small cuts for the rest of the fiscal year, Beshear says. He criticized the Republican auditor and treasurer's offices for refusing to make reductions in their office as Beshear moved forward to do so in his.
They won't take part or do their part, even though this is all set up by state law. The other constitutional officers we have not received a plan from, but we hope and expect to get one.
State law gives the constitutional officers discretion to decline to make reductions for small budget shortfalls. Beshear says most of the deficit can be accounted for by not filling open positions in several state agencies. The Kentucky legislature has to pass a new state budget in 2026, and environmental advocates hope it will find room to devote more money to conservation efforts. Morgan Watkins with the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting has more.
A report from the Nature Conservancy compared Kentucky to 11 peer states and found it lags in annual conservation funding. At about $2.4 million, the report says Kentucky fell $9 million behind the next lowest contributor on the list, which was Indiana. Nick Hart works for the Kentucky Waterways Alliance. He says land preservation projects can serve multiple purposes, from shoring up a town against future floods to opening up green spaces for recreation.
So there's data out there that shows that every $1 spent for conservation funding and flood resilience returns back to us threefold in economic development.
Senator Robbie Mills of Henderson leads the Kentucky Senate's Republican caucus. He says conservative lawmakers are open to considering opportunities to better support conservation. I'm Morgan Watkins in Louisville.
The Kentucky Supreme Court reversed course in a ruling yesterday, striking down a law that they previously upheld in a ruling last year. A 4-3 majority opinion ruled a Republican priority bill from 2022 to limit the power of Jefferson County's elected school board is unconstitutional. The ruling said it violated two sections of the Kentucky Constitution, prohibiting laws singling out one district in the state. The court upheld the law in a ruling last December, but newly elected Justice Pamela Goodwine was the swing vote to rehear the case in April and voted with a new majority this week. The dissent from Justice Shane Nichols says the decision to rehear the case disregarded procedural rules and would diminish public trust in the judicial system. Learn more at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm Jaron Cohen.